Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Izzy is looking for a girl by the name of Kate. What happened, Izzy? Talk to us.
Well, my name is Izzy. I met a girl named Kate a couple weeks ago.
Someone's nervous.
Yeah, just a little bit.
You can tell. Sorry, yeah, Izzy.
I know. It's just a little weird. Anyway, she was great, and we got along really, really well. She even introduced me to her teenager.
Uh-huh.
And we bonded, and not a lot happened, but it seemed to be going great. And then just got, ghosted.
Okay. I don't know why. You sound like someone who's trying to hide something. So can you think of something that might have turned her off to you or whatever it is you're afraid to tell us? Just tell us what you think it was.
Yeah, I don't have a clue. I've been racking my brain for anything I said wrong or weird. And I said a couple of weird things, but nothing, extraordinary.
Right. All right. So if you can't think of anything, then we'll give her a call for you next. All right.
There was one thing. The day I took her son out.
Okay, here we go.
As I was driving into her driveway, it was just for a block. Like my brakes went, they just went.
Yeah.
So I had to jump out of the car and stop it manually, and it took like 20 feet.
Okay.
Wait, jump out of the car and stop it manually? What do you mean? Like you jumped out and stopped it like with your feet?
Yeah. I don't know. It's an old car, dude. I don't know.
Oh God.
But I did heroically stop it, I think.
Yes.
Heroically
stopped it from crashing into our house. Okay, so we'll ask her if that's the thing.
Cool.
Hello.
Hi, is this Kate?
Yes.
Oh.
Who's this?
Beautiful. Kate, my name is Romero, and I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9, and if you just give me 2 minutes, I can explain to you why we're calling you. We actually got your phone number from a gentleman who wanted us to reach out to you. It's a guy that you know, and he wanted us to call you to basically ask you all on a date on his behalf.
Well, guys, listen, I am in a huge rush. I'm on my way to work. I got to drop my son off at work.
Okay.
I really don't have time right now.
Okay, that's very... Okay, 30 seconds. How about this? Really quickly. His name is Izzy. You already went out with him, and basically, if you agree to go out with him again, we'll pay for whatever date you choose. Do you remember Izzy?
Yeah. No. I am all set. Do not ever need to see him again.
You do not ever need to see Izzy. Now, okay, that's fine. You don't have to say yes. Is it because of when you saw him jumping out of his car because the car almost slammed into your house to stop it?
No. It has nothing to do with his Flintstone car.
With his Flintstone car. Okay, can you tell us what it is? Just so we can get back to him and let him know why you're not into him.
Okay, real quick. I wanted him to bond with my son, and, he did. That was great. They went to the arcade. They went to a comic book store. They went to movies.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm cleaning my son's room, and I find some adult magazines. Okay? I didn't put them there. So, I'm asking my son, where did you get these? And he's like, I'm not going to say. And I'm like, listen, I'm going to take away your Xbox. I'm going to take away all your games, et cetera. And he's like,
let me spoil the mystery. Kate.
Oh, come on, Kate. Yeah, Kate. Izzy is on the phone right now.
Yeah,
Wow.
He's like, I don't know what to say.
It wasn't X-rated or anything. It was me.
Izzy, you gave Kate's son porn magazines?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. How old's your son, Kate?
Yeah, he's 15.
He's 15. And why did you give him porn magazines, Izzy?
That's what all 15-year-olds do. And plus, like, I'm old school. You know, like, this was respectful stuff. And we can bond. I mean, you've seen the porn that goes on right now. It's awful. It's like,
any
15.
Wait, that's what? Not your decision.
I know.
Happening.
You said, hey, man, I feel like we're cool enough for me to give you some old porns.
Yeah, listen, I gave him old porn. It's like old fashioned, respectful, just naked spreads with no like gagging, throating, all that weird they do.
What exactly is respectful porn? I'm just curious.
Yeah, it's two pages. It's a spread.
Oh, it's like old Playboy's penthouse stuff like that.
Okay.
I see.
Okay, you're right.
Did he ask you for these or did you just offer them to
him? Right.
Yeah, he told me that he was dying to get a phone. Why would he want a phone so bad? Well, you know, 40% of the internet traffic is what? Porn. So I thought, you know, you were going to get him a phone. So I would get him a magazine and he'd be happy.
You know this isn't your kid.
Yeah.
And
that
you know
pause was
when
great.
Kids are not yours, you don't make decisions for them.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want him to have a phone. Because I knew he'd be looking at porn. And then you come along and you act like you're, I don't know, his dad. Give him porn.
Gag.
I mean, that was my
no,
whole
you
thing.
Should give him the porn. You don't want him doing that throat gagging, whatever the hell it is.
Oh, my God.
That's the worst.
Don't get mad at me, Kate. What he did was wrong, but I understand Izzy's perspective where he's saying if your son's going to figure out a way to look at stuff anyway, so he's going to help him look at stuff that's not crazy dirty, right, Izzy?
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay, so just maybe you guys go out to dinner and you can discuss this. Maybe you can tell Izzy what the boundaries are as far as bonding with your son.
Oh, hell no. That guy.
Can I get my magazine back? I gave him a stack. That was my stash for 30 years.
30 years.
You, dude. I threw him in the trash.
Well, that's a bit f***ed up. That's not even your property. That's mine. You can't throw away my
You should have never gave him those in the first place. F*** you.
I've known those girls for years.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot969Boston.com.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR 281332.